The recent E. coli warning for romaine lettuce producers came at a terrible time. As Agnet West has reported, 2 days before Thanksgiving, the Center for Disease Control and the Federal Drug Administration issued a warning to consumers and retailers to throw away all romaine lettuce due to a strain of E. coli traced back to the leafy green. That timing hurt producers in all areas.
Yeah, it really did. And it's unfortunate that that's what happened, because you end up with, again, the timing of this is such that you're really in a seasonal move, right? I mean, at that particular time, you have new sources of all kinds of vegetables coming into the marketplace, because you're moving from, or essentially, summer production areas into winter production areas that carry the country throughout the winter months back into the spring. And so, again, this happened right at that particular time. So you end up hurting, the growers that are in the Imperial Valley and over into Yuma for leafy greens, certainly over in Florida where they just started, harvest and down into Mexico. So it really puts them in jeopardy and means that, they've got crops that they can't harvest.
Produce Marketing Association's Chief Science and Technology Officer, Dr. Bob Whitaker, said he understands the public safety decision, but hopes that new labeling will avoid an industry-wide shutdown in the future.
This strain of E. coli, according to CDC, is a fairly aggressive one. Their first role is to protect public health. And so, when they see something like that, and they're starting to see illnesses being reported from the states, they feel like what they need to do is step in and protect public health. So it's a painful situation when that happens. But at the end of the day, consumer health becomes something that needs to be protected first and foremost.
I'm Taylor Hillman for Agnet West Radio Network.